USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The city where George Floyd passed away after four police officers held him down in a chokehold is making big changes there in police department policies. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
The city of Minneapolis has banned chokeholds from the police department. When I hear that, the first thing I just have to be honest is that's a pretty damn low bar, just to start with, in terms of that we hadn't had that.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom is also moving to ban chokeholds there as well. In the Gulf of Mexico, Tropical Storm Cristobal is heading toward the Louisiana coast. Landfall is not expected until late Sunday. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell is warning of heavy rain and high winds all weekend.
We could face a sustained tropical storm force of wind. So we're talking wet and we're talking wind here.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand washed with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20.
On Friday, President Trump signed a bill loosening restrictions on how small businesses can spend stimulus loans without having to pay them back. The legislation applies to the Paycheck Protection Program, part of a $2 trillion stimulus package that Trump signed in March. The legislation now allows businesses to spend the money over the course of 24 weeks instead of 8. It also allows more of the money to be spent on non-payroll expenses, from 25% to 40%. The president says the country is getting back on track after coronavirus shutdowns, with more than 2 million jobs added.
I didn't know it would start this quickly. I thought it would start in August, September, but it started very early.
He invoked the name of George Floyd, saying that a better economy will be better for racial tensions.
Hopefully George is looking down right now and saying this is a great thing that's happening for our country. This is a great day for him. It's a great day for everybody.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The co-founder of Reddit has resigned. USA's John Hunt has the story.
The co-founder of Reddit, Alexis Ohanian, announced that he's resigning from the board of the company.
I have resigned as a member of the Reddit board. I've urged them to fill my seat with a black candidate, and I will use future gains on my Reddit stock to serve the black community, chiefly to curb racial hate. And I'm starting with a pledge of $1 million to Colin Kaepernick's Know Your Rights camp.
Ohanian, who co-founded Reddit 15 years ago, announced his resignation in a blog post. He said it's long overdue for him to do the right thing amid the ongoing protest against police brutality following the death of George Floyd.
Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter have removed a video tribute to George Floyd that was posted by President Trump's re-election campaign. They say it included unauthorized copyrighted material. The Trump campaign blasted Twitter in a statement, saying the social media company is making up the rules as they go along. Both Twitter and Facebook say the video does contain copyrighted content that the Trump campaign did not have permission to use. Under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, social media platforms can be held liable if they don't remove infringing content. The president tweeted the action was illegal. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey responded, not illegal. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.